Exclusive: Jessica Bowman blows lid off radical leftist organizations trying to take down MAGA. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 27, 2024. A high-powered network of leftist organizations is trying to end not only former President Donald Trump but the MAGA movement. Secretary of the Republican Liberty Caucus Jessica Bowman said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. These organizations are led by a group, Indivisible, which Bowman describes as an entity that aims to create what they call an inclusive democracy. So they're not looking to have a constitutional republic. It goes much deeper than just stopping Trump, as they admit they don't believe that our founders got it right. So they're mimicking Tea Party tactics that they witnessed. The two founders of Indivisible, Ezra Levin and Leah Greenberg, witnessed, as what they call policy wonks, or just staffers on Capitol Hill during the Obama era, she explained. So they witnessed these types of tactics. And that's what really made them interested in taking from our conservative Tea Party. Taking our tactics and our coalition organization and then using that against us to try to radically change America. She explained, noting that this massive group formed after Trump defeated Hillary Clinton in 2016. This group, essentially, became the forefront of the anti-Trump movement. Bowman compiled research on this, showcasing the intricate links between these groups and just how sophisticated their operations happen to be, as Breitbart News extensively detailed. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Jessica Bowman, January 27, 2024. Host Matthew Boyle explained that both Levin and Greenberg wrote a document detailing their plan to resist Trump in 2016, which received abundant attention. They later joined the Democracy Alliance, a network comprising all of these left-wing groups backed by Democrats like George Soros. Boyle noted that the missing piece in these networks was the grassroots network across the country, but they now have that with Indivisible. They know the stakes are high. They're admitting it. They admit that they face a serious threat of a MAGA blowout in 2024, leading to full GOP control of the House and the Senate and the White House, Bowman said, adding that they fear their resistance movement won't return if MAGA wins in 2024. They are controlling the talking points of the Biden administration directly. You can see the parallel, and you can also see a parallel between the propagandists, the influencers on social media that share a very similar message, if not identical message, to what you see in their guide and their game plan for defeating MAGA. They're trying to paint MAGA as toxic. They're trying to paint MAGA as extreme. They're trying to make the Democrat Party look more broadly appealing to the masses. And they're trying to make sure that not only does Trump not get re-elected and or imprisoned, but that he's gone, along with the entire MAGA movement and anything related to even the Tea Party. Because they feel like the Tea Party shifted over to MAGA when Trump won in 2016, she explained. So the stakes are so high for them. That's why they're involved in all these coalition efforts and organizations around trying to get Trump disqualified from the ballot. She added, noting that they are now targeting red areas as well because, at the end of the day, it is not just about Trump but the movement he has ushered in, MAGA. They don't want Trump to look, in any way, whatsoever, moderate on any positions because they want MAGA to become as extreme and as toxic as possible, she said, explaining that they want to make others feel ashamed for supporting Trump and MAGA. The end goal is to not just do away with Trump but to do away with all of us so they can build this democracy because they feel like there are structural flaws in our system that our founders created, she said. And they feel like all of these structural flaws have created a sabotage. And because there's so much polarization between the two parties, they're using that to further divide us and say that, you know, Republicans have been pushing constitutional hardball for years. And we can't let that happen anymore because they're sabotaging democracy and that Trump is going to come in and he's going to become an authoritarian and concurrently take over our country. And they're just gaslighting all of Americans and trying to make all of Americans believe this big lie about President Trump, she said, adding that while they are trying to stop Trump from winning, they are also preparing to activate their network that served as the resistance the first time around if he wins. They're saying it publicly. They're not hiding it. They're completely brazen about it, she said, and they have all these plans. If you remember, too, they tried to prevent him, back in 2017, from even being inaugurated. Their plan was to even disrupt that with riots. It's not any different now. They're going to continue the same game plan that they did previously. They're running it again in hopes of regaining momentum, and they're hoping that they have a base to support it. And they're trying to minimize, in the public, the actual base and actual support that Trump is behind him, because he has reached even further across different cultures and different races and even brought Democrats over into the Republican Party. They're actually scared that he is going to win in 2024. And like you said, they have a plan for that, she said. They have a plan, start a whole new resistance movement against them. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.